Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Madasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. The current culture seems to entice you in subtle ways to want more than you can afford, to have more than you need, and to crave for everything that eyes can see. Material possessions are an inaccurate measure of success and importance. There is a false philosophy that started as early as man's origin in the Garden of Eden, a false philosophy that proudly claims that you can have it all and you can have it now. Somehow, Eve was lured to believe that God was withholding something from her that she could go and get on her own. Well, you know how the story goes from there. We were never intended to have it all, and it is not possible to have it all now. Listen to the Savior's advice to us. Do not be greedy for what you don't have. Real life is not measured by how much you own, but who owns you. Following the counsel of the Word of God will spare us a lot of needless grief and worry. Be content and faithful with what you have. True happiness and contentment cannot be found in things that you have or want, but in Jesus, who is the giver of all good things. The problem often is in our wanting things before God can provide them. God will meet you before He can meet any and every need for your sustenance in your journey. As you personalize this today, it is wise to ask, what is it in your own life that you want? And what is that God is telling you that you need? Make peace with what you want versus what God says you need as you rest in Him and His perfect plan for your life. The meeting of need is not dependent on the supply in hand, but on the blessing of the Lord resting on the supply. What you have is not who you are, and you may have a little or a lot, but realize that you are the child of the Most High God, and all that God has is yours when you belong to Him. When Jesus is in control of your life and lifestyle, He will meet all your needs, the deepest need first, beginning with spiritual, followed by physical. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 and 32, "Therefore, do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." Remember, my friends, a believer's value is directly proportional to the values of the believer. Shall we pray? Loving Heavenly Father, we are grateful and content for what we have and thankful for who we are in Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit, let your mighty power work within each of us that we may not lack that which is good for our soul. In the matchless name of Jesus our Lord, we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.